Continuing with our report on this past Tuesday's House Committee hearing on the January 6th Capitol insurrection, the reaction to that day, as well as this past Tuesday, had been quite revealing. Many of those revelations have been sad, many more repulsive. Let's start with how these reactions have been perceived by someone who was on that battlefield, Officer Michael Fanone.
My body camera captured the violence of the crowd directed toward me during those very frightening moments. It's an important part of the record for this committee's investigation and for the country's understanding of how I was assaulted and nearly killed as the mob attacked the Capitol that day. And I hope that everyone will be able to watch it. The portions of the video I've seen remain extremely painful for me to watch at times. But it is essential that everyone understands what really happened that tragic day. During those moments, I remember thinking there was a very good chance I would be torn apart or shot to death with my own weapon. I thought of my four daughters who might lose their dad. I remain grateful that no member of Congress had to go through the violent assault that I experienced that day. During the assault, I thought about using my firearm on my attackers, but I knew that if I did, I would be quickly overwhelmed. And that, in their minds, would provide them with the justification for killing me. So I instead decided to appeal to any humanity they might have. I said as loud as I could manage, "I've got kids." Thankfully, some in the crowd stepped in and assisted me. Those few individuals protected me from a crowd and inched me toward the Capitol until my fellow officers could rescue me. I was carried back inside. What happened afterwards is much less vivid. I had been beaten unconscious and remained so for more than 4 minutes. I know that Jimmy helped to evacuate me from the building and drove me to MedStar Washington Hospital Center, despite suffering significant injuries himself. At the hospital, doctors told me that I had suffered a heart attack, and I was later diagnosed with a concussion, a traumatic brain injury, and post-traumatic stress disorder. As my physical injuries gradually subsided and the adrenaline that had stayed with me for weeks waned, I've been left with the psychological trauma and the emotional anxiety of having survived such a horrific event. And my children continue to deal with the trauma of nearly losing their dad that day. What makes the struggle harder and more painful is to know so many of my fellow citizens, including so many of the people I put my life at risk to defend, are downplaying or outright denying what happened. I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist, or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful. My law enforcement career prepared me to cope with some of the aspects of this experience. Being an officer, you know your life is at risk whenever you walk out the door, even if you don't expect otherwise law-abiding citizens to take up arms against you. But nothing, truly nothing, has prepared me to address those elected members of our government who continue to deny the events of that day, and in doing so, betray their oath of office.
Here's a selection of comments from, well, at least at the time I looked, around the 8,900 posted on the Fox News Facebook page in response to the Tuesday House Committee hearing on the insurrection, specifically testimony by the members of law enforcement. I picked just a few here just to give you some sort of verbal barometer of the spirit of everything. It was like watching a bad soap opera, totally staged theater. All they needed was a curtain. Why was everyone given tissues on the way in? Totally staged. Another one, this is what Pelosi told them to say, just like she told the Republicans who they could have on the committee. These four idiots probably went and hid. And who opened barricades to paid subjects dressed as Trump supporters to do a violent show inside the Capitol? Oh, I got a few more here. Cops here are overall good-for-nothing pieces of worthless crap babies. Why do they read from scripts like Biden, and who wrote them? They have to blame Trump or lose their jobs, that's a no-brainer. They need to get back to leading tourists through the capital like the mall cops that they are. Check their bank accounts. A few more here. Nothing but political theater. These security people, not going to call them men, are pathetic. These cops are rats and don't deserve to wear the uniform. They sure do not act like officers to me, crying like a baby. Here's one of the more lengthy pieces of insight. Those officers are a shame to the entire National Police Squad. Their statements and answers are full of lies and circumvention of the truth. There are lots of information with videos out there that don't confirm their false statements, including their dumb tears to find some sorrow by the people. How dumb they believe we must be to believe these morons, and it's been proven they have some connections to the Democratic Party and possible Antifa. Insulting folks. Well, you get the idea. It appears the cult of Trump only loves the police or going after blacks and other minorities. What I just shared with you are the toxins from cowards who hide behind a keyboard or, well, not so smartphone. Here's one who chose not to hide as much in the darkness. It's a voicemail left on D.C. police officer Michael Fanone's phone. And this was left as he was testifying this past Tuesday.
To listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To check receipt of a message, press 3. First saved message.
Yeah, this is from Michael Fanone, Metropolitan Police Officer. You're on trial right now. Lying and you want an Emmy, an Oscar? What are you trying to go for here? You're so full of shit, you little fat fucker. You're a little pussy, man. I can slap you up the side of your head with a backhand and knock you out, you little fat. You're a punk fat. You're a lying fuck. How about all that scummy black scum for 2 years, destroying our cities and burning them and stealing all that shit out of the stores and everything? How about that and assaulting cops and killing people? How about that, you fucker? That was shit on the goddamn Capitol. I wish they would have killed all you scumbags, because you people are scum. They stole the election from Trump, and you know that, you scumbag. And you fucking, too bad they didn't beat the shit out of you more. You're a piece of shit. You're a little fat, you fucking scumbag.
I'm assuming, I think safely, that Officer Fanone has an unlisted number, so someone either had to dig online, there's ways to do that to get it, or someone within the police department or police union offered it up. Either way, I hope there's some way to trace and find out who this is, because if they're involved in any way with law enforcement, they need to be removed yesterday. I don't think the show's over. It's just getting started. Next hearing will be at the end of this month, but between now and then, subpoenas will be prepared and issued for witness testimony. Now, these aren't going to be polite requests. Okay, can you please come before us and talk with us? Just a chat before the committee? Well, if it fits your schedule. No, it's not that. It's show up or we come and get you. Now, what the question becomes is, and rather interesting to watch over these next few weeks, what names are going to make that list?